Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The whole flight, I mean, after the Wi-Fi kicked in, the whole entire flight, Katie was rage texting me. She started in with the, you only care about yourself. Wow, wow, wow. I'm not really sure if, we've made as much progress.
She's like, I don't want to see you or talk to you the entire time.
Hear it. This speaks to bigger problems.
Take off my
bridge. You know, that bubble, it just never stopped.
If you guys need anything, just go over to Schwartz's room.
Schwartz's room? This is just Schwartz's room.
Yeah, it's mine.
All right.
You're Schwartz too.
No, I'm just Maloney.
She hasn't rage texted me in like a year.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. A dear old friend of mine, Ira Madison's going to be out here in just a second to talk Vanderpump Rules with me. What an episode, you guys. We had so many wonderful transition songs this episode. It felt like there was a lot of them this week. It opened with like, oh, it's a beautiful life. I was like, open on. We got one that was something like, I'm going to stay higher. We got one that was, so if you want it, shout it out. And if you believe it and you won't back down. Just literally just phrases from things at Home Goods. Like they are literally just taking out some of the word art at Home Goods and they are making it into transitional music on Vanderpump Rules. It's fantastic. There's one, I'm so high on you. That was one. Loved it all. And then this episode, we got the Tom Tom opening, which Tom arrived in an $18,000 motorcycle. He arrived in that. Then we got the Mexico trip, which was great. I'm so excited for this Mexico trip. They're prepared for anything. Tom, of course, packed things in his hat box. Tom Sandoval. He packed flippers, knives, 2 red belts, full white suit, a different white suit from what he wore at the Tom Tom opening, plus water shoes. I mean, he had it all. He's ready for anything. And I'm prepared for anything on this Mexico trip. I know we got some fighting between Katie and the other Tom, but I'm prepared for Brittany to just explode because she's, you know, got this ulcer going on. Truly, none of them should be going to this Mexico trip. None of them are prepared. The Toms just open a bar. Jax and Brittany are trying to pay for this big engagement party, and Brittany's got a life-threatening ulcer. I don't know that it's life-threatening, but I'm assuming it's life-threatening. But at one point in the episode, she was literally like drinking 2 shots. She had like a mini shot and then a big shot. And I just don't know. I don't know if they should be going to this thing. They have this engagement party to plan for, which is all Brittany's doing. Brittany said it's a Britocracy. She said, this is not a democracy, this is a Britocracy. That's what she told Jax. And I liked it. It felt like a callback to Bring It On. It was a good episode. I'm excited to bring Ira out here to talk more about it and also just talk more about some other Bravo things we have going on because there's a lot of shows happening right now. So we'll bring out Ira in just a second. Before I do, I want to say that there'll be a new Lohan recap up this week to do the final episode. It's finally the finale of Lohan Beach Club, so we'll be talking about that this week. And then also there'll be a Real Housewives of New York recap later on in the week after that episode airs. And then I've mentioned this before, I'm going to try to scale back to 2 episodes a week. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm going to bring Ira out here and we're going to chat about Vanderpumpy. That was gross to say that. I didn't mean to say that, you guys. I'm sorry. But anyway, let's bring him out. Talk Vanderpump Rules. I'm here with my dear friend, Ira Madison. Ira, of course, host of Crooked Media's Keep It. Ira, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm happy to be back.
I'm so glad that you're back. And the last time I saw you, you had either just found out or you were preparing to go on Stephen Colbert. It was like, right.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so exciting. You were amazing on Colbert. And I was just, I feel like I'm so excited and proud. And I feel like so just excited for all of your success. You're just doing so well, amazing. And it's just wonderful to see. And
I'm happy that everything's going well with you.
Yeah. You know, I remember seeing your play. Do you remember the play you put in like this little black box theater? And it was amazing. But it's like to see, you know, that was years and years ago. And it's like now you're just killing it everywhere.
I know. I try to ignore the past, except this is random. Literally last night, I was texting with an ex of 4 years, and I have no idea what they're like anymore, but We're going out this week.
Oh my God. Like in a romantic way?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I don't know. I did it after I'd had a bad night.
Were you drunk when you like reached out? Yeah, yeah. We've all been there.
Whew. 4 years.
4 years ago. How long had you dated at that time?
We were just like hooking up during the summer.
Right. Right. Well, you know what?
A West Hollywood summer fling from 2000.
Did I know 13. Him? Do I remember that guy?
No. You never met him.
I never met him.
None of my friends met him. We you used kept to him we secret. Used to have like dates at Merrick's.
You kept him hidden from all of us. Oh my God, we need that relationship to come out of the woodwork. And you're moments away. If the relationship goes well, you could turn into Katie and Tom. Which this episode, Ira, we're going to get into this Vanderpump Rules episode. But Katie and Tom, do they even like each other?
I have questions. Like I have concerns. I think that Tom Schwartz is only in love with Tom Sandoval.
Right? He seems to love him way more than he loves his wife, Katie.
Yeah. It's a sitcom where he should just move in with Tom and Ariana. Yes. And just leave Katie alone.
It was so shady. Like the editors kept flashing between like the other couples who were in like happy relationship, even like Tom and Ariana, who sometimes people say like aren't that great of a couple or don't love each other. But then they'd cut to Katie and Tom Schwartz, and it was like they just hate each other, like literally so much disdain. And I loved it. I loved it. Anyway, we open this episode with everyone getting ready for this Tom opening. Were you at the Tom opening?
Yeah. So I have on my phone footage of the outside of the opening. So I went to an early preview night at Tom that was after this, but I was
not
just
the Daily Mail party. It was after the grand opening.
Yeah. Okay. So I was, but for this one, the one that they recorded here in this episode, I was just having a Sunday fun day at Beaches in West Hollywood, and I saw Ariana outside. And I went over to say hi to her, and I was like, wait, they're filming something. And then everybody went into the restaurant, and then they came out later, and then like a crowd gathered around as Tom and Tom came up on the bike.
So you were there for the motorcycle moment.
Yeah.
Which was, it reminded me of Stuart Little or something. I don't know. It was like the side car.
I realized that I should have been standing on the other side of the street to filming with my phone, and then you would have seen me. But I am off camera recording with my phone.
Oh my God, I love. So you were getting found footage.
Yeah.
Have you been to, you like Tom? Have you been to
Tom? I enjoy Tom.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
I mean, 5,000 restaurants later, this is the first Lisa Vanderpump restaurant with edible food.
I haven't tried the food yet, but I heard it's good.
It's good. Like, people go there and they're like, wait, I would actually eat this food.
I like the decor. And they have like a Taco Bell dish. It's like inspired by Taco Bell, which I like that they're leaning into that.
The drinks are good too.
And the drink menu's insane. Yeah. It's good. And I'm happy for Tom. You know, they showed at the beginning of this episode, like a flashback to his other endeavors. And we saw him like in the band and that sci-fi movie.
I'd forgotten about that movie when he was acting.
I totally forgot about that movie. And he had that hair. That was when he had that weird like streak in his hair.
Yeah.
He looks so much better with the short hair. I'm like so thrilled that he's just got the nice cut right now.
He's really sort of found his look.
He has.
There were a few seasons where I was like, what are you wearing? What are you doing with your hair?
It was that was the season where he also got photographed by Joe Simpson.
Yeah.
And I just like, I have a clear memory in my head of Tom with like the long hair with like the white streak, I think, or some blonde streak or something. And then he was also wearing like this long Lisa Rinna duster, and that he was going in to be photographed by Joe Simpson. And that was the moment where I was like, enough, enough Tom Sandoval. But everyone is getting ready for this Tom opening. And Jax is jealous, yes. Do we think Jax is jealous?
Yes. Yeah. Jax is jealous of everyone.
Right.
Jax has been, I feel like Jax still thinks of himself as the star of Vanderpump Rules.
You know, the most popular guy in the group, or what, he's the number one guy.
Yeah.
Dude, stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group, man. I'm the number one guy in this group.
Are you kidding me, Jax?
And no one watches the show for Jax.
No.
Anymore.
How long do you think the whole show can go on? Do you think it's going to keep going on as they're having kids and
I
moving
think
to
the
valley?
The show needs to pull a Housewives finally.
Yeah.
They need to recast half of the people on the show.
Right. Get some messier people in there.
They need some younger people who are messier, who just want to be were like thirsty for the camera. I thought that they were going to try and focus on Billy and Raquel and
Logan and Adam
and stuff this year, but
I think they got cold feet. Like, I think they filmed more with those people.
Yeah.
And then I think they got worried that fans would get mad that we, like, were moving away. And I think fans would initially get mad, but it's like, we need to do that for story, because otherwise we're just, we're getting stuck here.
It worked on other shows.
I know. I think they, last week was really thrilling with the whole Billy Lee Lala fight and Raquel. It was like a whole new dynamic. It's like more of that. Like, we need more of that. I don't understand why they don't lean more into it.
Yeah. And it's silly that they didn't have like a counter trip or something.
What do you mean?
Oh, the other? Like, we're disinvited and right. stuff. And if it was Housewives or something, like Raquel and Billy and James, we'd be seeing them hanging out. Like, why didn't they go on their own
right.
trip?
Right.
I wish
that would have been so trashy though. Like, where would they go? Like Myrtle Beach or something?
What if they pulled the Scary Island and the three of them just showed up?
I would love
to
it.
Mexico.
That's what we need in a reality show.
No one does it on Vanderpump.
No one does it. It's like, we need, like, Ramona, if she's not invited somewhere, she will show up no matter what. Like, we need people like that to just show up. James should just show up. James makes good reality TV, but I just wish he would go there a little bit harder. But
yeah, the problem is that they seem too attached to trying to be like friends and friendly and everything. And like, this is our group on Vanderpump Rules. And I don't need that.
No.
You need to be on a trip with someone you don't like. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Katie.
Katie. It's a cast trip. It's like literally everyone in the cast should be there. I don't understand why James is not there. I know Katie's mad or whatever, but it's like, she should just have to deal with it. It's like not the Tom's trip. It's like the cast trip. I don't know.
Right. They didn't pay for it.
There was like, at the end of the episode, it's like sponsored by.
Yeah.
Come on. Did you catch Katie say, so the whole episode, Katie's mad. She wants more time with Tom.
Yes.
Did you catch her say that Tom is asleep and then she wakes up and then he's at the gym, like they're missing each other's schedules. And not for nothing, but it doesn't seem like Tom spends a lot of time in the gym. Do you know what I mean? Like, where is he going that they're not, that they're like missing each other? Because I don't feel like.
I think that he goes to the gym every morning with Sandoval, but I think that Sandoval probably eats better. I feel like Schwartz probably is just like,
he just like goes and walks on the treadmill, which is what I do a lot of times too. I'm like watching Bravo on the treadmill.
Yeah, but you know, it's like that. I mean, we've all been there, that thing where we're going to the gym a lot of those, like, are we doing anything?
No, I literally go on the treadmill and I just like flip through the channels, like at the Equinox, everyone has a TV and I'm just like going through, I'm like, what should I watch next? Or I'll hop on YouTube or Twitter.
I am on Katie's side, however, in this instance.
In this instance. Okay, explain.
I mean, she's usually right. She just argues horribly.
Right.
We would have been boxing if if I got left behind in coach.
Me too. Oh my God.
That was offensive.
No, I totally agree. Tom Schwartz took the upgrade, him and Sheena, and left his wife and coach.
Also, he passed out and didn't even enjoy first class. And Sheena's just, I love that they just keep showing Sheena eating.
Sheena. I would have been so fucking pissed if my husband did that.
Yeah, he should have given the ticket to Lala or something, whoever was single.
Anyone should have stayed with the wife or given the ticket to his wife.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been the gentlemanly thing to do.
Yeah.
But it was like, the fact that he took it, and he didn't seem to feel an ounce of anything about it. And then, of course, Katie was like rage texting the whole time, which I love this whole idea of Katie rage texting all the time. They bring it up quite a bit. And I just want access to all of their text messages. Like, I want to see what Katie is rage texting. There should just be a coffee table book of all of Katie's rage texts. But I've said it on the show. I feel like the Toms get off for everything, like, because they're lovable rascals or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, then the girls look like these shrews. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
well, Ariana's the only one making sense right now, but she's sort of annoying me.
Why?
I love you, Ariana, but she's annoying me because when she was talking about how James being excluded and Schwartz always, you know, laying the blame on Sandoval outside. As soon as Katie came outside during that fight, She stopped talking about
it. She stopped. I know, it was like so thrilling. I was so excited for her to just land.
She was going to call her out.
She was going to call it out. And then she just backed down. And it was very upsetting to
yeah.
me. Yeah. But I take it as like Ariana's uninterested in the show. I feel like she literally does not care less this season. If you see her, she seems so, she's not interested. She's just kind of walking, having her dinner or lunch. Or
yes.
Like,
I'm like, I wish they would do a spinoff. Tom.
Yeah.
Like a half hour. It's like spin the Toms and Ariana and I guess Katie over to that show.
Yeah.
With like a new staff.
Oh, I'd love it.
Because
so you're talking about like a don't be tardy tone.
Yeah. Like, because okay. like we don't need the four of them on Vanderpump Rules right now.
Yeah. No, I don't
think we need people. And Ariana, we also need some more drama. Like when Jax's episode, when he mentioned, you know, we're going to be having kids, I was like, I don't think so.
Not on my watch.
I also certainly do not. I mean, I've joked before, like when they were getting married and everything. Are they married yet?
No, they're not married yet. They're planning for the engagement party.
They're not even fucking married yet.
No, they're not even married yet.
I do not want to watch Britney be pregnant.
No, it'd be miserable. Miserable. And also, I don't...
She'd still be doing tequila shots.
I don't think Britney's going to make it to the wedding because there's no way that she's going to survive this ulcer. She's literally, at the Tom Tom thing, she was taking all these shots and I'm so... There should be like a countdown clock or something like for when Britney explodes because she's like... The doctor straight up said like, don't drink.
Yeah.
And then we see her just... She's like, well, I don't want to eat the food at the table, so I just figured I'd order some drinks. And it's like, Britney, like, you have a fucking ulcer. Your insides are just going to fucking explode. You should not be having straight up tequila. And now she's on this trip and there's no way she's not going to be drunk the whole time.
Oh, of course.
Like, do you think she'll make it? How long? Do you think she made it at all out of the lobby? Jax had vodka in the lobby. Do you think Britney had?
Yeah, where did that come from? I
don't know. He just like straight up pulled it from somewhere and was like, what the fuck? He had to have gotten it like at the airport, right? Like at the airport.
Because who was it that asked if the drink that they were serving when they walked in?
Stassi.
She was like, are these alcoholics? No, thank you.
She was so fucking rude. She didn't even say no, thank you. She's like, I don't want that then. I was like, Stassi, so fucking rude. But then Jax just pulled out a full bottle of vodka and just poured it in the drink. And it was like, your wife or fiance should not be drinking at all.
Right. And it's hard because he's going to be wasted.
He's going to be wasted. And also, could you imagine being around that entire cast and like not
sober?
Sober. Like, it would be awful.
Imagine being a cameraman.
I don't know if I want to see even Jax and Britney's wedding on camera. I feel like we've seen enough weddings. Like, weddings don't interest me. We just saw in Atlanta, we saw Eva's wedding. And I was like, I don't really care about this.
I mean, because it was boring.
It was boring. And Jax and Britney's will be boring, too.
The only interesting part of the wedding was... At the end, Nene yelling at Candy and Portia for going into her closet.
That fight, Ira. Also, what about when Nene was at the wedding giving a speech and she was like, made it all about herself. She's like, you know, sometimes you're going to want to kill the person. It was like all about her and Greg. And I was like, what is this speech? Let's take a little detour into Atlanta. You just caught up on Atlanta. What are you thinking? We'll get back to Tom Tom.
I have been enjoying the end of Atlanta, but I've been skipping around this season because it's so boring.
It is boring, right? Like, I'm not the only one who thinks that.
Yeah, when there's a boring Housewives season, you just sort of, like, let the episodes pile up, and then you pop in on events that people were talking about on Twitter. I feel like the last ones I watched were Tokyo, and then I came to the wig party.
And you watched the closet fight, right? Like, you saw the closet fight. What did you think of that? Because I was let down by that because it seemed like it was going to be so thrilling and then it just ended.
It seemed like there needed to be more to it.
Yeah.
I also just want to know what's in the closet.
Right. What is in the closet? What do you think's in the closet?
Because you would think
Deshaun.
Lisa Wu.
Lisa Wu and Deshaun are hiding in the closet waiting to film.
You would think that they're. Would be more footage of it.
Right.
She's a housewife. Like, why wouldn't we move in, like, this in my closet? Like, we're always seeing Lisa in the closet and stuff. But maybe think she's just, like, letting things go now that...
I don't know. I would be the same way as Nene. People are giving her a hard time about that, but, like, I would be pissed, too. No, if, like, there was, like, some area that I, in my head, was like, we're not filming in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so pissed if they purposely went in there.
And they knew walking in the cameras are going to follow them.
Right. Like, they knew what they were doing, and they were sort of, like, poking and prodding at her. Mm-hmm. So, like, I understood Nene in that moment. My problem was it just, like, it seemed like such a... It was going to be so thrilling, yeah. And then it just ended. And the next episode, Nene wasn't even in the fucking episode, the next one.
Oh, yeah. Was there trouble from her taking the sweater, like, grabbing the cameraman by his sweater and dragging him?
Well, I mean, there was nothing. What do you mean? There was no fallout from it.
True. Yeah, there
was no fallout. It was just like, what? We didn't get a statement from the cameraman. We didn't even hear from Nene again. There was something about a belt that we never got any information about.
Yeah.
They showed, like, one image of, like, Portia putting on her belt as a flashback. And it was like, what happened here? We have no idea. Anyway, back to Vanderpump Rules. We have to get back to it. We're jumping around a lot. A couple things. Before we get to I know we already kind of hopped into the trip, but I do want to say a couple things that upset me. One is that Katie got a motorcycle helmet that said Bubba on it. That just was upsetting to me. Also, at that opening party, we saw Sheena sat at a different table with Adam. And Adam,
we're not a couple. We're not a couple. We're just we're whatever.
Adam seems to hate Sheena too. Like, Sheena said, "What are you going to do without me when I'm in Mexico?" And Adam said, "I'm going to get work done." And then she said, "I'm going to FaceTime you." And he said, "I'm going to block you on all social media."
He's saying it jokingly, but he seems exactly like the last guy.
He's 100% serious.
He loves her.
You think he loves her?
He loathes her.
Oh, he loathes her.
He wants to spend no time with her.
He literally hates her. I find him very cute, too. Like, I would like to know more about him, but he's just sort of a wet rag. Like, nothing's...
Yeah.
He has no personality for TV and no real interest in it. He just hops on camera to, like, say mean things to Sheena. And then, you know, they... But I don't...
And not date Brittany.
And not...
That was weird, too.
That was a whole weird thing. Because they were just trying to get him on the cast.
Yeah.
But then it's like, they try with these people to get him on the cast, but then we go on a cast trip, and it makes little to no sense, like, why Adam's not allowed on
this
trip. Yeah,
why isn't he on the trip?
Like, why isn't he on the trip? Or why
isn't Carter on the trip?
Carter's not welcome. It's like, Carter doesn't have a job. Like, he can, like, put down the video games for a second.
That also upsets me for such a boring season. Why we have gotten no footage of the Carter and Kristen fights that were apparently happening.
No, I know. They showed a little flashback of them, like, arguing about the dishwasher, and I was like, this is thrilling. We need more of it.
This is what we want to see.
I don't get
who missed getting the footage of him going on vacation with her purse?
Where is that? Where's the GoPro footage of that, Ira? I need all of the security camera. What about when they were on that the Solvang trip and Kristen was going door to door at that fucking bed and breakfast looking for cigarettes? Where's that footage? In the middle of the night, she was knocking on people's doors. And it was like, where's the footage? There had to have been some, like, motel footage of that. I don't understand why they're showing us what they're showing us. Who's deciding this?
It's Sheena inviting people over for enchiladas in Marina Del Rey.
Enchilada night. When no guys were allowed, but then Adam was just there. He was just...
He's serving.
Yeah. We need a hot bartender here. What... we saw... So they get to Mexico, and Katie says she's going to take her tits out. And then they do a flashback to Katie yelling at Lala to take her... You know, that she got naked in front of her boyfriend. Do you think it's hypocritical that... Talk to me about Lala and Katie. What do you think of Lala and Katie?
I think it's...
What do you think of all the girls with Lala?
They've all become her BFF.
Yeah. Do you think it's genuine, or do you think it's...
I think they liked riding on that jet.
Yeah.
To be honest.
What do you think of Randall's money? Do you think it's real? Do you think he pays his taxes?
I don't know. If you're making movies about Gotti and not paying your taxes, I don't know.
There's something up there.
Is that too flagrant?
There's something up there.
But I don't know how many movies she's been in. I don't care for Randall. Why isn't he on the show?
Why isn't he on the trip?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he have gone to Mexico? I know. I don't. You know, maybe it's because I feel like it's maybe because he's an assault on the eyes. Like, I don't think he's very, like, appealing to be on camera.
Yeah.
But.
And he realizes that.
Yeah, he knows it. But also, he might be hiding some stuff.
True.
You know, I did some research on Randall, and what I find most interesting is that he's been in interviews saying that he's the real-life turtle from Entourage, but he's not. He's like...
He looks like a turtle.
He looks like a turtle, and he looks like... It's like a believable lie. Like, it's... Yeah. You know, he's telling people... He was in some, like... movie showcase, you know, he presented a movie, and he was at some Q&A, and he was like, well, you know, I'm the inspiration for the turtle character. And he's not, though, because if you look at, like, retrospectives of the series, Mark Wahlberg talks about this other guy who's the turtle. So it's like, what a weird lie to be telling people that you're the turtle. Like, it's such a weird flex. Like, you're not the turtle. I don't know.
Also, Entourage. Just try to get people to associate you with Entourage.
All these years later, it's like no one wants to be associated with Entourage.
Although, we did go see that movie.
We did see the movie together opening weekend. And we both liked it. We both left it, and we were like, that was good.
Yeah. I don't think I've watched Entourage since, though. No. Doesn't hold up in 2019.
No.
I mean, like it's very offensive.
When I first moved here, I would like rewatch the DVDs. I was like, I love this show. And then I had rewatched it sort of. I saw like an episode sort of recently, and I was like, this is not good.
No.
But we both did leave the movie theater loving it. Like, requesting a sequel. We saw Lisa and Lala talking about Lala's fight with Billy Lee and Raquel. And Lala was like, what do you mean? Nothing happened, you know?
Which is weird, because it's on camera.
It was on camera. And Lala said she was not aggressive. She said, I said my piece. I left it at that. I don't think Lala's coming across very well at all this season.
She's coming across horribly. I used to stan Lala, and now I can't stand her.
What do you think? She's just a mean girl this season,
She's
right?
a mean girl. She's exactly what the girls were to her when she joined. She needs to take her hair blonde again, because this black is black. Black-haired Lala seems to be boring Lala.
She's boring.
She doesn't seem like she's having any fun. She's just angry and mopey. And I get it. Her dad died. But I think Ariana's right. Like, she needs some grief counseling or something.
Yeah, Ariana said that. And she's totally right. And it seems like she's just taking out all of her feelings on everyone. And it's just, like, hard. It's uncomfortable to watch. It's, like, not fun to watch.
But the news, wasn't there something in the news about how she might quit?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm like, go, girl.
What is she going to do, though? Like, if she quits, she's going to do more movies like The Row or that or that period piece she's filming?
Her man.
Her man. I'm so excited for that period piece she's filming. Did you see the photos?
Yes, when she put the clip on the photo on her Instagram. What is she, a lawyer?
It makes no sense. She's Al Pacino's lawyer in the 1920s. It's like, or the 40s. Like, I don't know what era it is, but she has 2019 eyebrows and she's not fooling anyone. It's like, what is going on? But I'm so excited to see it.
Yeah. Like I said, I think that half the cast needs to go anyway. So Lala could go. She's not entertaining anymore.
Right. Who would you keep around?
James.
Yeah.
Raquel by
Do you think
proxy.
Raquel's do you think Raquel's got star power?
I think she's trying to get in the mix a bit more.
Yeah.
She needs to stop just picking fights with Lala. Right. I don't know why everyone decided to go after Lala for the camera time, but maybe she's just the easiest target.
Right.
I mean, Billy was trying with Kristen, it didn't work.
So Billy is trying her best.
She's really giving it her effort. I would keep obviously Kristen.
Yeah.
Needs to stay on the show.
Kristen's great. But like, show us more of Kristen. Show us Kristen, Kristen and Carter.
And Carter.
People hate Kristen, though. Everyone DMs me all the time because I love Kristen. And they're like, I hate Kristen. I can't stand her. They hate her. The audience hates her. I know. I think she makes great TV.
They could stay on the show. I think Jackson Brittany needs to go.
Yeah, I do too.
Sheena is Vanderpump Rules.
See, but I want Sheena to move to Vegas and do the Vegas spinoff, because she like lived there for a while and now they have the Vanderpump Garden there. So I want Sheena like front that show, or at least like start it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that'd be good for her.
I'm tired of Stassi too.
I know. Stassi and Beau are happy, and like, let them go.
She did all that work to get her. I love how they did all this work to get Beau on this show. And now he's boring.
He is boring. And what do you make of, why was Beau allowed on this vacation, but Carter's not invited?
I don't know, but they've pimped him into being in the cast.
They're grooming him for the cast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he just joined this season, basically, and we already had a full episode with his mom.
I know, we saw his parents. I'm worried about Carter's, or Beau's, drinking. I mix up Carter and Beau's names a lot, but I'm worried about Beau's drinking. We see in the preview for next week, like, he wants to go out at 3 a.m., and then... Do you follow these people on social media? Do you follow any of them?
Only some on Twitter, but I don't follow them on Instagram.
I had caught someone.
Except for Lala.
It is too dark, which that's the darkest one.
Yeah, I follow Lala and James and Ariana on Instagram.
You're like, I don't follow any of them. Well, except for half of them. But
I try to, I mean, I try to follow. There's more than that of that. I try to. I can't follow anything Jax does because he can't spell.
Jax's tweets are so, like, they make me, like, shake. I get, like, so.
What do you call it? Juilliard?
Juilliard, yes. I know, like, every time somebody will send me a Jax tweet, like, I don't even follow him. And I literally, like, I have to, like, step away from the computer because it stresses me out too much to see the grammar and spelling. And I'm not like that. I mess up grammar and spelling quite often, but it's like his are just so troubling.
It's like you didn't go to grade school spelling.
Right. Would you keep Katie and Tom? You'd have to keep Katie and Tom, right?
I mean, like I said, I wouldn't want to spin them off, but yeah. Depends what spinoff is happening.
Right. I just don't know.
I love Tom and Ariana, but I'm like, they're like the normal couple.
Now they're so, in the Valley? So
like, yeah.
You know, I think a lot of them are moving to the Valley. I heard it was like Katie said her and Tom are moving to the Valley. So they're all going to be in the Valley. All of them. Raising right. Kids.
Sherman Oaks rules.
Let's talk about this fight between Tom and Katie at the end. Now, first of all, I have to say that I am an idiot because I texted you. I was like telling everyone in this fight in their hotel room, they're in the middle of arguing. And Tom Schwartz says to Katie, you have the EQ of a 14-year-old. I laughed my ass off. I called my boyfriend Matt. I was like, Matt, get in the room. You got to hear this. You know what I mean?
I'm going to have a tequila and eat.
All right,
I'm going to give you a second.
Honestly, are you kidding me? Little f***ing pathetic brain that cannot.
You have the EQ of a 14-year-old. Really? We just got here. That's how selfish you are.
Turns out EQ is a real term. I was like making fun of it. I was like, he meant IQ. Turns out I'm the idiot. There is a such thing as an EQ.
What is it?
It's emotional quotient. So it's like emotional.
How does he know that?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if he like knew that or if it was actually like a slip. Do you think he knew that?
I don't know if he knows that, what an EQ is.
If they're in like couples counseling or something, though, like
true.
He might know that. I don't know. After this fight, I thought maybe they should be in couples counseling.
Shouldn't they be talking to their like inner iguana lizard or something?
The reptilian brain.
Yeah. They weren't focusing on their reptilian brain during this fight.
They need to fucking get it together.
I don't know. I mean, part of me gets it. You're working in a restaurant and you're going to be busy, but we've also just have years of footage of Schwartz being a shitty boyfriend. So, mm-hmm. And now husband. Right. So I firmly believe that he's just being awful to Katie.
They did a flashback this episode of when he put the drink on her head, and it's like,
yes, I mean, he deserved to get hit for that.
He deserved to get hit, and there's no way if a guy did that to me, even off camera,
yeah,
there'd be no way that I would stay with him. But yeah. Let alone that it happened on camera in front of
the
everyone.
Things that they've stayed with each other through are just dark.
So I mean, the girls have weird pickers for these guys too. Like you know, you see Kristen and Carter, and it's like Carter seems like such an asshole, and it's like, why don't you think that you could do better than that? I'm not saying Kristen's some princess, but I still feel like she could do better than Carter.
She's old. Who's worried about her eggs?
I know that was the saddest thing I've ever heard on Vanderpump Rules a couple weeks ago when she's like, "Well, I'm getting old. I need to make things work with Carter." And I thought, ugh, this is dark. This is dark side of. But all of the girls are with these guys, and I do feel like Katie, she gets like gaslit or something with
Tom. He gaslights her.
Did you even see? I felt like it happened in this episode when they got off the plane, they're in the hotel lobby, and he said, like, "You're drunk now, aren't you?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "No, don't say that." Like, and she called him on it, or Lala or somebody called him on it and was
like, it's like, you're not allowed to say she's drunk. Like, you left her behind in coach.
Like, you're an asshole.
I don't even know what that's like because I don't fly coach. So, and I'm also not on a TV show.
But if I was on a TV show, though, and they were like flying me on the cast trip, I would be like, you better put me in first class. Like,
right.
We're in the cast.
Also, you're not paying for the trip. So, like, pay for the upgrade yourself.
Right. Right.
There were empty seats.
Do you remember on Dallas?
There were empty seats.
Do you remember on Dallas when when the whole cast went to, I don't know where they went, but it was like only Deandra and Leanne didn't pay for first class upgrades. So like they were in coach and they kept showing us the footage of it. It was just the saddest thing. It's like you're on camera as a housewife. Like, and I always think back to like what this show started as with like the Real Housewives of Orange County. It was like a look behind the gates of wealthy people.
Yeah.
And it's like, then we see them like unwilling to pay the upgrade.
Financial hardships, as Marlo would call it.
I would have been so pissed if I was Katie. And I think, she had right to be mad. I would have been mad the whole trip. But then Schwartz just, he gets off because he's like a lovable rascal. So
he's pretty with his floppy hair.
And
I mean, Tom Sandoval is obviously gorgeous.
I think Tom is gorgeous too.
Every time I've run into Schwartz, he is just mesmerizing. He's so cute. Oh, you think
Schwartz is mesmerizing?
I think Schwartz is so cute.
I had a.
That's why he's a terrorist.
That's why he's able to bamboozle all of us.
Yeah.
I had a moment a couple weeks ago where I was watching the episode and I was so attracted to Tom Schwartz, and I normally am not. I don't know if you know who two judgy girls are. Do you know who they are? They did like a March Madness bracket for the hottest people on Bravo, and it came down like, but it was like Bo and Steve Gold were like the top two, or like right at the top, Bo. And I was so upset. I thought, really, I'm talking all of Bravo, like all the men on Bravo.
First of all, justice for Mauricio.
Yes. Yes.
Mauricio is gorgeous. Apollo.
Roman from Miami is my fave.
Kyle from Summer House is gorgeous.
I'm a Kyle fan too.
He is probably the hottest current person on Bravo.
His hair to me is mesmerizing. Like, yes. He's got like a perfectly coiffed hair. Yeah. Are you watching Summer House?
I love Summer House.
You know, I didn't want to like it this season, and I think I'm liking it.
Yeah. Everyone's a mess.
Everyone is a mess.
They got rid of the boring people.
The twins, and they tried to keep one twin around, and then they were like, nope.
Who really thought that they? Because was it the drama that like they were all against like Kyle, and then none of them wanted Carl?
What a power move either. Too that they kept the.
And they were like, well, you know what? You're fired.
Mm-hmm. And they got rid of Steven.
Yeah,
Steven was like. Yeah, they got rid of half the cast. Yeah.
Well, you know what? We didn't need a boring gay on
we need a messy
Summer
gay.
House.
We need a messy doing gay. Anything. He wasn't doing anything. It was so boring.
Do you remember that one episode where he just was drunk and then locked himself in the closet?
Yes. You know, that was when I gave up on Summer House last season. I was like, I'm not watching it anymore. Season 2 was boring to me. And then I put on the first episode of this season, and I was into it. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm not going to be recapping it on the show, but I'm here for it. Let's talk about Beverly Hills, because I know you had some thoughts about it. What do you make of this puppy gate?
I would like it to be over.
Right.
I'm always on Lisa's side, Lisa Vanderpump, but it's hard watching her just losing.
Yeah. So you do think she's losing?
I think she's losing. She's the scams just aren't lining up. I don't think that she was prepared for Teddy to just basically say, oh yeah, I was scamming.
Yeah.
Because when she had Lisa Rinna during the Munchausen thing, and even when she was manipulating Brandy, and when she took down Adrienne Maloof.
She manipulated so many people,
but people who she implicated in scamming never wanted to admit that they
had a part in it.
Even Lisa Rinna, but Lisa Rinna was one of the first people who was sort of doing that, but she just truly like took it overboard.
Yeah.
Like talking about Munchausen and all these other things like in public and on camera. But Teddy was just sort of like,
and I think because
I did it.
And she just came out and said, I did it. And I think Teddy had such like a steady kind of boring personality throughout her first season. So it was like, it's almost like, how do you not believe that she's just telling the truth? But I know there's a lot of people that don't believe she's telling the truth, but
they think Teddy's lying.
Yeah, they think Teddy's lying. Even the editors, it's clear to me, at least watching, the editors and producers think LVP is manipulative, because it's like they unearthed that season 2 footage. You know, they didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
It's like they know that she's been this way. And I'm not saying it's a necessarily bad thing. It's like somebody needs to steer the show and steer the drama.
Yeah, we've all known that she's manipulative, but we like her. She's always been the most likable.
Yeah.
Because who else are you going to hang it on?
Yeah.
No one likes Kyle.
Kyle. But I think they're moving in that direction. I don't think LVP will be back.
Yeah. No, I think she's done with it anyway. She wasn't even, because we all were here last year, like, and there were all the reports, like, she wasn't even filming with the girls anymore.
Right.
I went to this weird event at her restaurant where they were filming, and it was just her.
Lisa was just filming?
Yeah, I think it was just her. And
was Ken there, just in the corner asleep?
It's very offensive. it was when India passed gay marriage. Yes. Or sorry, not gay marriage. They got rid of the sodomy law.
Okay.
She threw a party at Pump.
What?
And like people were encouraged to wear like Indian garb.
No.
It's very, did you it was
wear,
very messy.
Did you wear
it? No. No, my friend and I we went and just watched part of it and then we slipped out.
I wonder, I'm very curious, once she leaves the show, if they're going to keep showing footage like that of her doing
shit.
Yeah,
well, she obviously filmed stuff by herself, but yeah, I'm like, is it going to be showing her like just throughout the episode, like with Ken and like her dog?
I don't need to see no more fucking Ken. Yeah,
but she's never interacting with anyone else.
I don't know. I would want her back if she's willing to interact with the rest of the cast, but I'm like not interested if she's just going to be.
It's just like who we have. I mean, I don't love Erica.
I think Erica's kind of off on her own show. Like, I don't feel like she gets in the mix enough with the rest of the cast. Like, no. I need someone who's like,
and she's probably an asshole. Yeah. She's like rude.
She is very rude. Do you like Denise? I'm loving Denise.
I love Denise. Denise is fantastic.
I wasn't expecting to like her.
No.
Did you watch her? It's Complicated.
No.
It was a reality show about her and her pigs. It was very boring, but I'm surprised Denise is a breath of fresh air. I'm not sure how she'll be in a season or two. We might get bored by the whole shtick, but yeah. I like her so far.
If Lala had a hotter man, she could join Housewives.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just needs to get married to Randall.
She would be a good Housewives. She'd be a good messy person on Housewives.
Yeah.
She'd be good for that. I don't know. It's 7 episodes in. We're still talking about the puppy. It's like enough.
Okay, enough. Girl, enough.
Yeah, this should have been an 8-episode season.
No, cut it down. Cut the order down.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Anyway, back to the Vanderpump Rules. I just want to say that next week we got a little preview. They're still in Mexico. We get a little Lala versus Ariana, which I think there's like some stuff brewing between those two that's going to be good coming up. And then we see a little Kristen and Jax getting into a little argument
about James, because he still insists that they had sex on that last trip when he saw all the like pillows.
Those pillows.
By the pool moved.
Do you know what we don't talk about enough from that trip is how Schwartz just woke up at another resort?
Yes.
Like, why? Why do we just like, that's never been explained. Like, we just, everyone brushed over it so quickly. We're still talking about the fucking pillows from James and Kristen. Where's the footage of Schwartz on somebody else's bed or in some other fucking resort? It was just like a line in passing, but Schwartz gets away with everything.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, Luann didn't get away with that.
No.
Well, she was talking about how she was in different hotels. I forget the exact drama of that, but the that pirate. Was when she was kicked out of the hotel.
Yeah. Do you remember when she was that the trip you're talking about where she was on the phone and she tried to speak in French? She thought the editors couldn't translate it. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe, no, I mean like before like the arrest and stuff, when she was talked about how she was like kicked out of that hotel because she accidentally walked into the wrong room for a few seconds.
Right, her arrest night. Yes, yeah. She walked into the wrong room. I know, like, what the fuck was that about? Like, she just entered a wrong room. Like, how drunk are you? Right? Just, like, walking in another person's room. Like, you think it's yours. That's like...
Like Schwartz!
Yeah. And speaking of drunk, we also see Stassi and Bo get in an argument because he wants to go out at 3 a.m. And I started mentioning this before, but I saw on Stassi's social media, Bo, like, drunk, like, on the floor, like, with one leg up on the coffee table. It was, like, his birthday weekend or something. And look, everyone has their moments and they drink a little bit. But I just feel like maybe he shouldn't get that drunk. You know, maybe he's of the age where you shouldn't be like on the floor.
They kind of teased it when she was mad at him on her birthday, but I never got that fight because it seemed like she was mad at Bo for not knowing where he was, but he was at the party with everyone else.
He was just out.
She left the party.
Yeah, she left. She wanted him back in the room. I don't know. They all drink a lot. I mean, it's a lot of drinking. I know that's part of the show, but it's almost like the older they get, the more it's like a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, so the funny part we did talk about is when, remember when Lisa tried to shame James for drinking a beer?
Yes.
With his dad?
Because he said he earned it. His dad thought he earned it.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, you're an alcoholic.
An alcoholic? You earned a beer? Also, I in no way think that James has stopped drinking.
No, I don't think he ever stopped drinking. Yeah. I think he maybe stopped drinking on camera. Yeah. And I don't even know about that. I feel like he still was like sneaking drinks. Like right behind the cameraman or something.
That and the dad. And his storyline with begging Lisa to come work with him again.
It is
she, she went to talk to him because she found out that he actually didn't get into a fight with Lala.
Right, because she felt bad. You know, I think Lisa wants James on the show, and she's doing everything she can to try to, like, keep him on the show and, like, you know, make it work out, but...
She knows that, because I think that the... for some reason, the editors or whatever have not... It makes you think that they don't know that James is one of the biggest draws on the show right now.
Yeah.
But they're still focusing on him, despite the rest of the cast trying to ice him out. I think the problem is the cast didn't bet on James still being a fan favorite.
Mm. You thought people would turn on him after he said all those things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think going into the reunion, they're going to see that James is still very popular. And so
And even
someone's going to have to forgive him to start hanging out with him. Like, even I feel like Jax even started realizing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jax has started hanging out with him and saying stuff where like, oh, whatever, I'll just take a free trip or, you know, whatever. But I think Jax actually does like James.
Oh yeah, I mean, when James was DJing on the toilet paper at that Daily Mail party, Jax was over there like loving it, and he was like talking to James. I think Jax likes James for the show.
But
see, that's the thing. It's like they all need to get over whether or not they like someone. It's like we have to put on a show.
Right. Well, because so he and Brittany put on a show of like hating Jax when he said the stuff about her, but then they got over it.
Yeah.
Katie's the one who's actually, that's why it's hard to like her, because Katie's the one who's making this actually like personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can hate James, but...
Like, hate him all you want. I would hate him, too. If I was Katie's shoes, I would hate him. But we're making a TV show here. We got to do a good TV show, or else we're all going to get canceled. We're all going to be out of a job.
Yeah.
And then what are we going to do next? And James will be getting a spinoff. They'll put James on fucking Summer House or something. And then Katie will be alone with that Bubba picture in her house. Anyway, Ira, this was such a delight. I know we jumped all over the place because I just love getting your thoughts on all things Bravo. Do you have any other final Bravo thoughts or anything else you want to get off your chest?
I'm just excited for Potomac.
It looks good, right?
I'm still gathering my thoughts about this season of New York.
Oh, I'm loving it.
It's fun, but you know, it's just sort of like they're doing that thing right now too, where the Dorinda and Luann split is not amusing to me. I hate them back hanging out.
Yeah, like just get back together. But don't you find New York is just funny? Like, aside from the drama, it's like they're just really funny. And I feel that way about Atlanta too. Like, even when I'm not loving Atlanta, I still think the ladies are really funny to watch. No,
yeah. I mean, the dungeon episode of Atlanta was just sort of boring, but it had funny parts to it because they're all an amusing cast. And there are people who Atlanta and New York treat the show like a job.
Yeah.
You know, they have their work fights, they do what they need to do on camera, and then they may not hang out when filming isn't happening, but, you know, they're just sort of knowing what they're on camera for.
Right.
As opposed to a Vanderpump, where some of them take things too personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hang out with James.
Get with
them. Lala put up with him in that talk.
I love how Lala was like, I don't know if it was this episode or the one before, but Lala was like, you know, I'll never make up with, I'm never going to be your friend again. And then they flash back to that scene where she's like, I love you and I want to be friends.
Yes. She's like, then I realized that you were playing me. And I was like, you actually didn't. Stassi told you that, and then you decided that he was playing. Yeah.
That was the episode where Lala was hosting in her J-Lo dress.
Yes.
Oh, I loved that. Ira, tell me a little bit about, so you have Crooked Media's Keep It, which you host, which is a fantastic podcast. Tell me a little bit about it.
We talk about pop culture and politics. So, you know, we mix in everything that's going on in Hollywood and the industry. We mix in, you know, stuff about presidential race, whatever that affects culture. You know, like when Beto O'Rourke is on the cover of Vanity Fair, then we're talking about it. You know,
what stuff did like you think that was a good move or a bad move?
It was sort of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little too high glossy, right?
Yeah. But, you know.
And you had Mandy fucking Moore on.
We had Mandy Moore on the show. She's fantastic.
She was a delight. And I listened to it and I loved it. I was like on the edge of my seat every second of it. I loved.
She's the nicest person.
Yeah. Yeah. She seems really sweet. And then
and she's like our age. You always forget that. Because when we were kids, she was on TV. So it makes you seem larger than life.
You know, I always remember that she was our age because there was a girl named Jamie that I went to school with. And she went to like a summer camp with Mandy Moore or something like right before Candy came out. You know, it was like I don't know if it was summer camp or they were family friends or something. And this girl, Jamie, I swear to fucking God, she would walk around school and all she would talk about when Candy came out was like, Mandy and I are friends. Like she would talk about it all the time, like let everyone know. She like had one photo of them at this camp together and was like showing everyone throughout high school. This was in like middle school, and then it was like throughout high school and probably college.
It's she like had that Jamie, photo. Why isn't Mandy at any of your parties?
I know, it's like Jamie, girl. Like, you guys went to one summer camp together, and then now she's doing whatever. So anyway, I always associated that with Mandy Moore. So it's like I know she's around our age.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're also writing for a new Netflix show.
Yeah, it's called Daybreak. It comes out later this fall.
Yeah,
and it's like a teen Mad Max.
Teen Mad Max. So is it like, is there like sex and drama? And
yeah, there's sex and drama and female empowerment and gays and high schoolers. And
did you like working with Netflix?
I did. Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited.
It's fun. I think people will really enjoy it.
And where can people find you on social media?
Just like at Ira on Twitter, but Ira the Third on Instagram. I need more Instagram followers.
Yeah, follow Ira on Instagram. Ira
I'm the funny. Third.
You're hilarious and you're so good. And the podcast is fantastic. Keep It on Crooked Media. So everyone listen. I want to thank Samsung Technologies for sponsoring the show. I want to thank you guys for listening. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. And if you want to support the show and get access to bonus episodes, head on over to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/everythingiconic. Click the Become a Patron button, and for $4 more per month, you get access to all the bonus stuff. Thank you so much. Ira, I love you. Thank you for doing the show. This was so fun. And we'll talk soon. we're going to talk after I stop recording.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.